Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
LLMLINGUA2. Data Distillation for Efficient and Faithful Task-Agnostic Prompt Compression. Authored 2024 by Joshi Pan, Qianwei Wu, Weicheng Zhang, Minglin Sha, Zufang Luo, Zhu Zhang, Qingwei Lin, Victor Rule, Yuqing Yang, Qin Yu Lin, HV Zhao, Lily Chu, Deng Mai Zhang, Carl Cobb, V. Kosharaju, Mo Bavarian, Mark Chen, Hiwu Jun, Wukash Kaiser, Matthias Plappert, Jerry Twerick, Jacob Hilton, Reichiro Nakano. Abstract. This paper focuses on task-agnostic prompt compression for better generalizability and efficiency. Considering the redundancy in natural language, existing approaches compress prompts by removing tokens or lexical units according to their information entropy obtained from a causal language model such as Llama 7b. The challenge is that information entropy may be a suboptimal compression metric. It only leverages unidirectional context and may fail to capture all essential information needed for prompt compression. It is not aligned with the prompt compression objective. To address these issues, we propose a data distillation procedure to derive knowledge from an LLM to compress prompts without losing crucial information, and meantime, introduce an extractive text compression dataset. We formulate prompt compression as a token classification problem to guarantee the faithfulness of the compressed prompt to the original one, and use a transformer encoder as the base architecture to capture all essential information for prompt compression from the full bidirectional context. Our approach leads to lower latency by explicitly learning the compression objective with smaller models such as XLM Robert Large and MBERT. We evaluate our method on both in-domain and out-of-domain datasets, including Meeting Bank, Long Bench, Zero Scrolls, GSM8K, and BBH. Despite its small size, our model shows significant performance gains over strong baselines and demonstrates robust generalization ability across different LLMs. Additionally, our model is 3x-6x faster than existing prompt compression methods, while accelerating the end-to-end latency by 1.6x-2.9x with compression ratios of 2x-5x. 1. Introduction. Recent years have witnessed the emergence of various prompting techniques for large language models, LLMs, such as Chain of Thought, Kot, Wei et al., 2022, in context learning, ICL, Dong et al., 2023, and Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, Lewis et al., 2020. These techniques empower LLMs to handle complex and varied tasks through rich and informative prompts that may exceed tens of thousands of tokens. However, the benefits of such lengthy prompts come at a cost of increased computational and financial overhead, as well as the degraded information perception ability of LLMs. Prompt compression is a straightforward solution to address these issues, which attempts to shorten the original prompts without losing essential information. Several methods have been proposed to compress prompts in a task-aware manner: Zhang et al., 2023b, Xu et al., 2024, Jung and Kim, 2023, Huang et al., 2023. These techniques aim to generate compressed prompts tailored to the specific task or query, typically resulting in enhanced performance on downstream tasks, particularly in question answering. However, the dependency on task-specific features presents challenges in terms of efficiency and generalizability when deploying these methods. For example, in RAG-style applications, it may become necessary to compress the same documents multiple times depending on the associated queries with task-aware prompt compression. More details are discussed in Sec. 2. Some works have explored task-agnostic prompt compression methods for better generalizability and efficiency. Zhang et al., 2023a, Li et al., 2023. The underlying assumption is that natural language contains redundancy, Shannon, 1951, that may be useful for human understanding but might not be necessary for LLMs. Therefore, they propose to compress prompts by removing tokens, Zhang et al., 2023a, or lexical units, Li et al., 2023, according to their information entropy obtained from a causal small language model, SLM, regardless of the downstream task or question information. However, these task-agnostic methods face two challenges. Information entropy is an empirical metric for prompt compression. Relying on it for prompt trimming may be suboptimal, as it is not aligned with the prompt compression objective. E. Causal LMs only leverage unidirectional context, which may fail to capture all essential information needed for prompt compression within the context. The challenges lead to the following research questions. Q1. How can we identify or build a suitable dataset to align the SLM towards effective prompt compression? Q2. How can we design a compression algorithm that effectively leverages the full bidirectional context for better performance? For Q1, most text compression datasets are abstractive, Tutanova et al., 2016, Kupaye and Wang, 2018, Kim et al., 2019, meaning that they treat prompt compression as a generative task where the original prompts are rephrased into condensed ones. However, this autoregressive generation process is slow and it may produce hallucinated content, Zhao et al., 2020. On the other hand, extractive compression datasets such as SentComp, Filipova and Alton, 2013, and Debatesum, Roush and Balaji, 2020, are usually created for the summarization task and often lack detailed information. In the case of prompt compression, this will hurt the performance of LLM inference in downstream applications such as QA. See Appendix G for some examples. Therefore, it is necessary to construct an extractive text compression dataset that retains essential information. Contributions. We present this paper to address the above challenges for task-agnostic prompt compression. We make the following contributions. We propose a data distillation procedure to derive knowledge from an LLM, GPT-4, to compress the prompts without losing crucial information. We introduce an extractive text compression dataset containing pairs of original texts from Meeting Bank, Hu et al., 2023, and their compressed versions. We publicly release the dataset. We approach prompt compression as a token classification task, i.e., preserve or discard, and take the predicted probability of each token being labeled as preserve as the compression metric. The benefits are threefold. 1. It can capture all essential information needed for prompt compression from the full bidirectional context by using a transformer encoder for feature extraction. 2. It can lead to lower latency, due to the use of smaller models to explicitly learn the compression objective. 3. It guarantees faithfulness of the compressed prompt to the original content. We conduct extensive experiments and analysis on both in-domain, i.e., meeting bank, and out-of-domain datasets, i.e., long bench, zero scrolls, GSM 8K, and big bench hard. Despite small in size, our model shows significant performance gains over strong baselines and demonstrates robust generalization ability from GPT 3.5 Turbo to Mistral 7B. Additionally, our model is 3x-6x faster than existing prompt compression methods, while accelerating the end-to-end latency by 1.6x-2.9x with compression ratios of 2x-5x. 2. Related works. Depending on whether task information is used for compression, prompt compression methods can be categorized into task-aware and task-agnostic compression approaches. Task-aware compression compresses the context based on the downstream task or the current query. For example, Long LLM Lingua, Zhang et al., 2023b, applies a question-aware course to fine compression approach to estimate the information entropy of the tokens and adapts the estimation according to the question. Reinforcement learning, RL, based methods, Jung and Kim, 2023. Huang et al., 2023, usually train a model for prompt compression with reward signals from downstream tasks. Soft prompt tuning methods, Wingate et al., 2022, Mu et al., 2023, typically require fine-tuning for the specific task. Xu et al., 2024, trains a summarization model to compress the context depending on the question. Task-aware compression approaches are usually tailored for specific tasks and compression ratios, which may limit their generalizability in real-world applications. Task-agnostic methods compress the prompt without considering the specific task, making it more adaptable to a range of applications and black-box LLMs. However, producing compressed text that can generalize well to different tasks is not trivial. Typical methods involve using information entropy-based metrics to remove redundant information in the prompt, Li et al., 2023, Zhang et al., 2023a. They employ a small language model to estimate token importance from the information metrics. Despite being training-free, these methods may not effectively capture the token importance distribution optimized for specific LLMs and often entail high computation overhead. Summarization-based methods are also leveraged for task-agnostic compression, Chen et al., 2023, Packer et al., 2023. However, they often omit crucial details and do not generalize well. An alternative approach is to compress or trim the context hidden or KV caches. Chevalier et al. 2023. Zhe et al. 2023. Zhang et al. 2023. Liu et al. 2023b. Xiao et al. 2024. However, this is orthogonal to our work and cannot be easily applied to black box LLMs. 3. Dataset construction. In this section, we outline the process of dataset construction for prompt compression. We first introduce our data distillation procedure, which involves extracting knowledge from an LLM, GPT-4, to compress texts without losing crucial information or introducing hallucinated content, SEC 3.1. Leveraging the distilled knowledge from the LLM, we explain our data annotation algorithm, which assigns labels to each word in the original text to indicate whether it should be preserved after compression, SEC 3.2. To ensure the dataset's quality, we propose two quality control metrics for filtering low-quality samples, SEC 3.3. 3.1. Data distillation. To extract knowledge from the LLM for effective prompt compression, our goal is to prompt GPT-4 to generate compressed texts from original texts that meet the following criteria. I. Token reduction. Compressed prompts should be short in length to reduce cost and speed up inference. E. Informativeness. Essential information should be retained. E. Faithfulness. Compressed prompts should remain faithful and avoid introducing hallucinated content to ensure accuracy when prompting LLMs in downstream tasks. However, distilling such data from GPT-4 is challenging, as it does not consistently follow the instructions. For instance, Zhang et al. 2023a experimented with different prompts for compression and found that GPT-4 struggles to retain essential information from original texts. In our preliminary experiments, we have also observed that GPT-4 tends to modify expressions used in the original texts and sometimes generates hallucinated content. To address this challenge, we propose the following dataset distillation procedure. Instruction design. A well-crafted instruction is the key to unveiling the compression capabilities of GPT-4. To ensure that the generated texts stay faithful to the original, we explicitly instruct GPT-4 to compress the text by discarding unimportant words in the original texts only and not adding any new words during generation. To ensure token reduction and informativeness, previous studies, Zhang et al., 2023a, Huang et al., 2023, have specified either a compression ratio or a target number of compressed tokens in the instructions. However, GPT-4 often fails to adhere to these restrictions. Additionally, the information, our instruction for compression, compress the given text to short expressions, and such that you, GPT-4, can reconstruct it as close as possible to the original. Unlike the usual text compression, I need you to comply with the five conditions below. 1. You can only remove unimportant words. 2. Do not reorder the original words. 3. Do not change the original words. 4. Do not use abbreviations or emojis. 5. Do not add new words or symbols. Compress the origin aggressively by removing words only. Compress the origin as short as you can, while retaining as much information as possible. If you understand, please compress the following text. Text to compress. The compressed text is: density of text can vary significantly depending on its genre, style, etc. For instance, news articles typically contain denser information compared to meeting transcripts. Furthermore, even within the domain of meeting transcripts, the information density from different speakers may vary. These factors suggest that a fixed compression ratio may not be optimal. Therefore, we remove the compression ratio restriction from our instructions and instead prompt GPT-4 to compress the origin text as short as possible while retaining as much information as possible. As shown in Fig. 3, GPT-4 assigns varying compression ratios to different sentences and discards some sentences entirely. For a comparison between our instruction and those of Zhang et al., 2023a, please refer to Table 7. Chunk-wise compression. Empirically, we have found that the length of the original text has a notable influence on the compression performance. As shown in Fig. 4, GPT-4 tends to apply a high compression ratio when processing very long context, which might be due to GPT-4's limited ability to handle long context. This aggressive compression leads to substantial information loss, significantly impacting the performance of downstream tasks. To mitigate this issue, we first segment each long context into multiple chunks, each containing no more than 512 tokens and ending with a period. We then instruct GPT-4 to compress each chunk individually. 3.2. Data annotation. Having obtained pairs of original texts and their compressed versions from data distillation, SEG 3.1, the goal of data annotation is to assign a binary label to each token in the original texts to determine if it should be preserved or discarded after compression. Fig. 5 describes the three primary obstacles encountered here, which arise from GPT-4's inability to precisely comply with the instruction in Fig. 9. ALG. 1 outlines the overall procedure of the proposed annotation algorithm designed to deal with these obstacles. For more detailed information, please refer to Appendix B. 3.3. Quality control. We introduce two quality control metrics to assess the quality of the compressed texts generated by GPT-4 distillation, as well as the quality of the automatically annotated labels. We then filter the examples by their scores. Variation rate. As GPT the 4th of May failed to follow the instructions, we introduce the metric variation rate, VR, to evaluate the quality of the compressed texts generated from data distillation. VR measures the proportion of words in the compressed text that are an original prompt consisting of n words x equals xi, ni equals 1. This can be formulated as where h equals hi. Ni equals 1 denotes feature vectors for all words. P, xi, theta, element of R2 denotes the probability distribution of labels, preserve, discard, for the ith word xi, and theta equals theta, w, b. Represent all the trainable parameters. Training let y equals yi. Ni equals 1 denote the corresponding labels for all words in x. Then we employ cross-entropy loss to train the model. The loss function LW, R, T, x is 4.2 compression strategy. Our approach to compressing the original prompt x equals xi. Ni equals 1 with a target compression ratio 1, tau involves a three-step process, where tau is defined as the quotient of the number of words in the compressed prompt and the number of words in the original prompt x. First, we derive the target number of tokens to be preserved in the compressed prompt, x. N equals tau n. Next, we use the token classification model to predict the probability pi of each word xi being labeled as preserved 2. Finally, we retain the top n words in the original prompt x with the highest pi and maintain their original order to form the compressed prompt, x. It's worth noting that our approach can be readily integrated into the coarse-defined framework proposed in LLM Lingua, Zhang et al. 2023a, allowing 2 to address tokenization-related challenges that arise when applying our approach across various LLMs and SLMs. We preserve the integrity of multi-token words and represent the probability of a word by averaging over the predicted probabilities of all subword tokens. For a higher compression ratio of tilde operator 15x for tasks involving multiple demonstrations or documents. Particularly, we can replace the perplexity-based iterative token compression module in LLM Lingua with our token classification-based compressor, while keeping the budget controller unchanged. 5. Experiment. Implementation details. We construct our extractive text compression dataset using training examples from MeetingBank, Hu et al., 2023, with implementation details in Appendix A. Our approach is implemented using Hugging Face's transformers and PyTorch 2.0.1 with CUDA 11.7. We use XLM Roberta Large, Cano et al., 2020, and Multilingual BERT, Devlin et al., 2019, for the feature encoder F-theta in our compressor, which we refer to as LLMLINGUA2 and LLMLINGUA2 small, respectively. We fine-tune both models for 10 epochs, using the Atom Optimizer, Kingma and Ba, 2015, with a learning rate of 1E5 and a batch size of 10. Unless specified otherwise, all reported metrics use GPT 3.5 Turbo 06133 as the target LLM for downstream tasks, with greedy decoding at a temperature of 0 for enhanced stability across experiments. Datasets and evaluation metrics. We conduct 5 groups of experiments to evaluate the compressed prompts on 2 groups of datasets. I, in domain. As we train our compressor using the dataset built with training examples from MeetingBank, Hu et al., 2023, we use the MeetingBank test examples for in-domain evaluation. In addition to the summarization task, we further introduce a QA task by prompting GPT-4 to generate 3 question-answer pairs for each example distributed across the whole context. See Appendix F for more details. For the summarization task, we use the same evaluation metric as in LLM Lingua. 3https://platform.openai.com/. Zhang et al., 2023a. For QA task, we use the metrics and scripts provided in Longbench, Bai et al. 2023, single document QA for evaluation. E, out of domain. For long context scenarios, we use Longbench, Bai et al. 2023, and zero scrolls. Shaham et al. 2023, and we employ the same evaluation metric as in long LLM lingua, Zhang et al. 2023b. For reasoning and in-context learning, we use GSM8K, Cobb et al., 2021, and Big Bench Hard, BBH, Bench Authors, 2023, with evaluation metrics consistent with LLM lingua, Zhang et al., 2023a. Baselines: we take two state-of-the-art prompt compression methods as primary baselines for comparison. Selective context, Li et al., 2023, and LLM lingua, Zhang et al., 2023a, both are based on Llama 2-7b. Additionally, we compare our approach with some task-aware prompt compression methods, such as retrieval-based methods and long LLM lingua, Zhang et al., 2023b. Results on in-domain benchmark in Table 1. We first present the results of our proposed method compared to the strong baselines on Meeting Bank. Despite the fact that our compressors are much smaller than the Llama 2-7b used in the baselines, our approach achieves significantly better performance on both the QA and summary tasks, and comes close to matching the performance of the original prompt. This demonstrates the effectiveness of our constructed dataset, and highlights the importance and benefit of optimizing the compression model using prompt compression knowledge. Results on out-of-domain benchmarks: as our model is trained on meeting transcripts data from Meeting Bank. Here we explore its generalization ability across various benchmarks of long-context scenarios, reasoning, and in-context learning. Table 2 and 3 show the results on Longbench, Zero Scrolls, GSM8K, and BBH. Our model has demonstrated superior performance compared to other task-agnostic baselines. Even our smaller model, which is of BERT-based size, has been able to achieve comparable, and in some cases, even slightly higher performance than the original prompt. While our approach has shown promising results, it falls short when compared to other task-aware compression methods like long LLM lingua, Zhang et al., 2023a, on Longbench. We attribute this performance gap to the additional information that they leverage from the question. However, the task-agnostic characteristics of our model make it an efficient option with good generalizability when deployed across different scenarios. Mistral 7b as the target LLM Table 4 presents the results of different methods using Mistral 7b v0.14 as the target LLM. Our method demonstrates significant performance gain over other baselines, showcasing its good generalization ability across target LLMs. Notably, LLM Lingua 2 yields even better performance than the original prompt. We speculate that Mistral 7b might be less adept at managing long contexts than GPT 3.5 Turbo. Our method, by offering shorter prompts with higher information density, effectively improves Mistral 7b's final inference performance. Latency evaluation Table 5 shows the latency of different systems on a V100 to 32G GPU with different compression ratios. It shows that LLM Lingua 2 has a much smaller computation overhead than other compression methods, and can achieve an end-to-end speedup ranging from 1.6x to 2.9x. Additionally, our method can reduce GPU memory costs by 8x, lowering the demand for hardware resources. For details, see the Appendix I. Observation on context awareness: we have observed that LLM Lingua 2 can effectively maintain the most informative words with respect to the full context as the compression ratio increases. We owe this to the adoption of the bidirectional context-aware feature extractor, as well as the strategy of explicitly optimizing toward the prompt compression objective. See Figure 6 for more details. Prompt reconstruction: we have conducted experiments of prompting GPT-4 to reconstruct the original prompt from the LLM Lingua 2 compressed prompt. The results show that GPT-4 can effectively reconstruct the original prompt, suggesting that there is no essential information loss during the compression process of LLM Lingua 2. Figure 7 and 8 in Appendix E present some examples. Ablation study on chunk-wise compression and instruction design Table 7 shows that both the designed instruction and the chunk-wise compression strategy proposed in this paper significantly contribute to the success of LLM Lingua 2. 6. Conclusion. This paper targets task-agnostic prompt compression for better generalizability and efficiency. In this paper, we identify the challenges encountered in existing methods and address them accordingly. We conduct extensive experiments and analysis on 5 benchmarks across different tasks and domains. Our model shows superiority over strong baselines in terms of performance and compression latency. We publicly release the dataset of text compression with no essential information loss in this paper. Limitations. Our text compression dataset was constructed using only training examples from MeetingBank, a dataset of summarization over meeting transcripts. This raises concerns about the generalization ability of our compressor. Here we discuss this question from two perspectives. Firstly, we have conducted extensive out-of-domain evaluation on four benchmarks in the paper, including Long Bench, Bai et al., 2023, Zero Scrolls, Shaham et al., 2023, GSM 8K, Cobb et al., 2021, and Big Bench Hard, BBH, Bench Authors, 2023, which cover multiple tasks from document QA to math problems and in-context learning. The experimental results show that even our LLM-LINGUA2 small model that is of BERT-based size achieves superior performance than the two LLaMA2 to 7B-based baselines selective context, Li et al., 2023, and LLM Lingua, Zhang et al., 2023a. This demonstrates that our learned prompt compression model has good generalization ability to data from different domains. Secondly, we expand the constructed text compression dataset using 50K examples from Trivia QA Wiki. Then train an LLM-LINGUA2 compressor with the expanded dataset to see whether there would be further performance gain. Table 6 shows the results under the 2000 token constraint. We can see that training the compressor with more data does bring further performance gain, LLM-LINGUA2. However, the improvement seems not that significant. We conjecture that this is because although the semantics of texts from different domains may vary a lot, their redundancy pattern might be similar. Such pattern or knowledge may be learned during in-domain training, and then act as an anchor that can transfer across different domains. We leave this for future work. References: Yushi Bai, Xin L. V., Jia Jiazhong, Hongchong Liu, Jan Kai Tang, Zhidian Huang, Zhengxiao Du, Xiao Lu, Aohan Zeng, Lei Hu, et al., 2023. Longbench, a bilingual, multitask benchmark for long context understanding. Archive preprint, ABS, 2308.14508. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.